as May.
She's a queen.
This is dedicated to all my beautiful queens, all my beautiful ladies out there.
She's a queen.
Go queen. You got it, girl.
She's a queen.
You better represent.
Go queen. Go queen. Go.
She's a queen about her business.
So thank you guys for joining a new episode of The Key Chat, The Conversation Amongst Queens. My special guest today is a Louisiana native, and this is Mariah. She is a great singer, songwriter, and she has a new single out entitled Maybe. We're going to chat it up regarding just her journey into music and also her platform, Encouraging Women Never to Give Up, and a bunch of other great things. So how are you doing today?
I am doing amazing. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to speak with you, my Louisiana native.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. I'm so excited to talk with you. So just looking at all your information, I saw that you've been singing since the age of 5. And of course, you were born in Shreveport. So how has your whole life been as far as your love of music? And when did you know that you wanted to take singing to another level?
That is a wonderful question. Well, my mother, Sonia Hester, is actually a minister of music here for Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. But before then, she has always been heavily engrossed in the gospel sector. So I was definitely born and raised and still am involved heavily in the church. I remember seeing her bring different choir members over to her house to learn different parts. And that kind of love for music grew from a very, very small age, like 3 or 4. I remember telling my mother and my grandmother when I was about 5 or 6 that I wanted to be a singing pediatrician. And it's amazing how God really intertwined that. And I really didn't know that I was prophesying over my own self. I'm now a singing NICU nurse. So I actually take care of premature babies here in Shreveport, Louisiana, while pursuing my dream of music. But I've always been very, very heavy in music. And with my mommy's blessing, she let me fly my wings and go over to the R&B sector.
Awesome. And I did see that you were a NICU nurse. And I know you mentioned that, you know, you have strong gospel roots. Was it like any type of challenge deciding that you wanted to sing R&B instead of singing gospel?
You know, actually, it really wasn't that difficult for me personally, because I want to reach a different type of individual. I want to reach the person who is trying to find their answer in music. So I try to write from what I call shared or lived experiences, things that I have gone through that God has helped me go through in a positive way, and hoping that someone will be able to find their answer through that music. You know, in a day and age, sometimes people don't really want to listen to gospel music, even though I have a very, very strong love for it, but not everyone likes that. And so I think that God allowed me in his infinite wisdom and in his plan to bring me over to an R&B sector, not to become, you know, what everybody sees, but to be a light in the darkness. So I'm just very, very blessed and grateful to be a part of the journey.
That's awesome. So once you transitioned over to decide that you wanted to be a professional singer, how has that role been, getting a contract and things like that? You know, especially out of Louisiana, it's always encouraging to see people from, you know, our home state who are pursuing their dreams. So how has that role been, transitioning from having a love of singing but also wanting to be a professional?
You know what? It has actually been a beautiful, beautiful journey. I will say that there has been points in my journey, just like anybody else, that can become frustrating. Sometimes you have to wait for certain things to happen. But my mother has always told me that there is a purpose behind the pause. You never know what God is doing in that pause, where they're cultivating you to be able to be more wise in what you want to do or cultivating a next level for you. You never know what's going on behind that pause. And so kind of just leaning on to my mother, leaning on to God to kind of just straighten my path has just been an amazing experience. I have definitely learned to keep a fine-tuned ear to what the Lord wants me to do, because, you know, there's always so many opportunities that can present itself. There's many doors that can be opened, but it's finding the right door and letting that be matched with timing and purpose. So I think that this journey so far has been a dream. I'm looking forward to more and what God has in store for me, but I'm learning to do it in His own time.
Awesome. That's a good point about there's a purpose behind the pause. You know, I've talked about the power of a no. Sometimes a no is the yes that we need, because it reminds us that certain things that we may want is really not meant to be for us. And it gives us some type of patience and a peace to accept what is meant for us. How do you stay motivated during the pause period, or, you know, during that time where you're in waiting? How do you stay motivated? Because I know that could be a challenge for some people, because when you are so passionate behind a dream, you want it now, you know, sometimes it's hard to accept that waiting period. So how do you stay motivated?
You know, truthfully, I prepare for what's next. So I'm praying, I'm always fasting, I'm always seeking the junction of the Holy Spirit in leading me to what I need to do next. But I never stay just sitting in a place waiting for something to happen. I think that the pause period is a period of preparation in and of itself. I need to prepare myself for what I ask God for. So when the door is open and the floodgates is open, I'm prepared and I'm ready to take on the mantle that I asked for. Because a lot of people think, you know, oh, I just want to be a part of the glitz. I want to be a part of the glamour. But there is a big business behind what you see, behind the glitz and the glamour. So the purpose and the pause is preparation. So I just prepare. I read a lot. I study my craft. I study those that have come before me, whether it be their musical story or their business story. And I just take that time to prepare myself for what I've asked for.
Awesome. With your musical style, because you obviously have like a good base mentally, emotionally, which is always a plus in any career or goal or dream that a person's pursuing, to have that base to keep them grounded and humble is always a great thing. As far as your music, how would you describe your musical style? Because this world, it's a microwave type of situation. Sometimes people like to reproduce what's popular or what everyone else is doing. And I know in the music business, sometimes there's challenges for people to be unique and to be themselves. So how would you describe your music?
You know, truthfully, I've kind of gotten into this acoustic storytelling type of music. I really feel like I have evolved in terms of my sound. I think when I first started, I was very much so like any other beginning artist. You know, you just want to sing. You just want to do what you feel in your heart that you was called to do. But I feel like as I have learned myself and as I have grown into this woman that I am now, my style has kind of changed. At first, I was very much so powerhouse. And I get that from my gospel background. Very powerhouse type of ballad. And I will always love that. But I love how I've kind of evolved into the acoustic, more soft type of tone to let the listener really, really understand what I'm trying to say. So I think that's in the type of vein that I am now. And I'm really loving and enjoying it.
Well, speaking of your music, I wanted to drive into speaking about your new single, Maybe. So through my research, I saw that Maybe was written from the vantage point of one wanting more out of life, more than what ifs and probably. So what made you come up with Maybe? I read a lot about it, and also that the song serves as a reminder to be clear in your realm of transparency. So there's so many ways you can go with that. So what was the inspiration behind Maybe, and what's the feeling that you want someone to get when they listen to the song? Not just the music, but the lyrics and the passion behind the song.
You know what? I feel that in this day and age that people have become very complacent in just being comfortable and not knowing what you are or who you are. And it's really not a song that is based on, I just want to be in a relationship. It's really geared towards on, what am I to you? I want to be all knowing and transparent on where this is going to go, whether we're going to continue in a relationship or we're going to call it quits and move, you know, on our separate ways. I think this is just a reminder to understand that you deserve more out of anything. I really wrote this song in a space in my life where I was dating. I'm married now. But I was in a space where I was dating an individual, and, you know, you kind of get scared sometimes on, you know, should I ask what this is? Maybe it'll make the individual upset. But I finally got into a place of, I know who I am. I am a queen. I am everything that I say I am. I am my great grandmother's wildest dream. So I need to teach the individual and show myself of who I am. And so really realizing that, you know, I don't have to be in a relationship. I just want to know what I am, and just be transparent and move forward in any way possible that that means. So I really enjoyed writing this piece, and prayerfully, someone who might be going through this at home, that's listening, that's watching, maybe they will find their answer within this song itself.
I love that. So many things that you mentioned. Just like you said, you're a queen, and that's something that a lot of women, I think, we struggle with. I think there's a lot of pressure for women that their self-worth and their value is measured based on a relationship, whether they have a spouse or a partner, and you're just as valuable in your singleness. And I think that's another thing. If we go back to the purpose behind the pause, some people who have in their heart and their desire that they want that husband, they want that spouse, they want that loving boyfriend, that partners are going to lead to something beautiful. It's sometimes hard to struggle in that waiting period. Like, why am I still single? Why is everyone else getting married? Things like that. And as women, we have so much pressure to be perfect, which I hate using that terminology, but just to be a perception of someone that's already whole with no flaws and no shortcomings. We have that pressure. And I think just that point of maybe, which you said, is just very important, that you're still a queen in that waiting period. You're still valuable. You're still worthy. I think it's something that some people do struggle with, but that's just a wonderful point to bring. So what is your goal with the album and the single? Are you going to be going on any future tours or anything like that? What's the whole game plan behind maybe right now?
Well, you know, all I can tell you is that the best is yet to come. If you follow me on my social media pages, I am Mariah Official on Instagram, Mariah Hester on Facebook. You will be kept up to date on everything that is going on with Maybe and some other surprises that is going to be coming down the tailpipe very, very shortly.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you told everybody how you can find you. So I definitely have some more questions I want to ask. So I see also that you're an active partner with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital with, of course, the big campaign right now, This Shirt Saves Lives and Love Music Stop Cancer. And I know you mentioned that you're a NICU nurse. And I think that's wonderful that with your music career, you still have this wonderful career of nursing. I'm indebted to nurses. I just recently had a medical situation and the nurse meant more to me than the doctor. So I know how important nurses are. Like, you guys are like the backbone to everything. So how important is it for you, just with the career that you have outside of music, taking care of babies is such a beautiful thing in the NICU. So how do you balance that, and how important is it for you, the work that you do with nursing?
Ooh, you know what? There's a lot of sleepless nights. However, I know that I've been called for such a time as this, so I do not take my sleepless nights for granted. I put just as much passion in my nursing as I do in my music. And, you know, I've actually have developed so many relationships with families. And, you know, people forget, you know, with NICU, I am taking care of the baby, but I'm really looking after the family as well. It's really holistic medicine. And, you know, I'm sitting there and trying to teach parents about the baby's milestones and celebrate small victories. while they are feeling like I maybe have had a failed pregnancy. I've had, you know, everything that I've envisioned for my pregnancy and for my baby is not happening. And so I feel like, you know, I've been blessed to kind of be in the standing beside them and just be like, look what's happening. Look what's going on with your baby. Look how they're beginning to smile. They're beginning to move. They're breathing on their own. And so just being there when they think that the world is falling around them and showing them that there's little rays of sunshine, you know, day by day is something that I will always hold near and dear to my heart. I actually have 6 or 7 godchildren that I have claimed as my own, being a NICU nurse, and I still babysit them. I still go to all their birthday parties. I pay for their cakes. I get them their different pacifiers, whatever they want. And they call me TT Raya. TT Raya has it for them. So I really believe that it goes beyond the bedside. I have become very, very close with so many individuals, and I've just been blessed to be a part of their lives in some sort of special way. So it has just been a blessing to just see how babies can go from being 500 grams, less than a pound, to just taking the world by storm and being beautiful in their own right.
That is amazing. That's really beautiful to be able to touch people's lives in that way as well. And the fact that you still keep in contact with them and are a part of their lives, that's really beautiful. Like, that's an amazing thing. So I also want to talk to, of course, we did touch on your faith in God and being a NICU nurse. And I know also with my research, you're a proud member of the Zeta Phi Beta sorority. So I know that obviously with your music and just what you do for your career, like, you obviously have a heart for connecting with people and your faith means a lot. How important is it for you to just with your music and your career to connect with people and to empower them, not only with your nursing, but obviously with your music as well? I know maybe had a message behind it. And right now, a lot of people, they're struggling. Sometimes people just need something to make them feel whole. And of course, music has healing powers, as you know, especially with your gospel roots, the power of what music can do for someone. So when you create your music, how important is it for you to have like a message with all your music? Is that something that you strive for in all of your songs?
That is something that I definitely strive for with all my songs. As you said, music is medicine. Music is very, very healing. And you have what you say. Sometimes you are pouring either medicine into your spirit or you're pouring poison into your spirit. And based on what you're listening to at the time can really change your thought processes, can really change how you perceive different things. So I really strive to be that light in the darkness for someone who might be going through something, who might be feeling that, you know, I'm at a crossroads. I don't know which way to turn. I really want my music to be there to be of a healing place for them, to be a place where they can listen to the words and they can find their answer into something. So I really strive for, you know, storytelling, because I feel like coming from a place of shared and lived experiences, it's like we've already established a connection and we might be, you know, not even know each other miles and miles apart, but it's something really powerful about establishing a connection through music that can really bridge multiple gaps. So I just want to be that person that I might not even know you, but I want to help you. And so that's what I want my music to exude and display.
That's great. That really is. And I know, like, with the music industry too, as we mentioned, sometimes the music that we listen to in the radio, it all sounds the same. It sounds generic. Have you had any challenges just having your faith and having a mission where you want to heal people and not necessarily follow what we hear blaring through the radio right now, which is kind of generic sometimes? Have you had any pressure, any challenges to just stay yourself?
Truthfully, no. I feel that God has really prepared me to be able to stand on my own and to stand in who I am and what he created me to be. I thank God for all of the pauses that he has placed in my life, because it has taught me that I need to keep on the whole armor of God any day, anytime, day or night, and don't take it off. And so with me learning that, I have been so strong in learning who I am and who I am and who I represent and bring, and what I bring to the table is something that is amazing. And so I just have not had any type of issues personally with trying to conform to what the world is, because I know that God created me for more and he created me to stand out. So why would I dim my own light trying to be like everyone else?
Yes. What advice would you have for some young women who, not necessarily even with the music business, I think a lot of young women, they have the pressure to conform. What advice would you have for any young woman who, whether they want to be a music artist or maybe dive into something else, but they have pressures to conform to, you know, popularity, things like that. What advice would you give that young woman to just not have that pressure to conform? Like, we're all made uniquely, you know, so what advice would you have for someone that's struggling with that so that they know it's okay to not conform?
I would definitely say be your own sensation. There are so many different things that are going on in the internet and social media that become popular. And if you keep on going and you keep on knocking door after door after door down, you'll soon realize that what you possessed all along has become your moneymaker. So sometimes it's so easy to conform to something because you see results, you see immediate results, you see followers, you see likes, you see comments. And sadly, we have gone into a place where we really don't care about the person. We really don't care about what they possess and what they represent or what they're bringing to the table. We're really focused on the numerology behind everything, the numbers, how many followers, how many shares can we have from this? But I promise you, if you keep on knocking down that door, if you keep on breaking those glass ceilings, everything that God has put within you is going to prosper in its due time, in its own season. I would also say, don't try to rush anything. It's so, so hard sometimes. And sometimes I even struggle with that. You want something now. You want something quickly. You want to see a turnover quickly. But things that turn over quickly also fizzle out quickly. So you want to do something in its time and just let it progress. And then you're there. And when you are there, never forget where you come from. And also never forget who got you there.
I love it. I love that so much. Back to your music career, do you have like a wish list of some artists that you like to work with?
Oh my goodness. There are so many artists, so I'm going to condense it down to a couple. Layla Hathaway, my goodness. I love her voice. I love that she has such a soulful spirit and that she has such pride with her family and with her dad, the late great Donny Hathaway. Jasmine Sullivan. I am such a fan of Jasmine Sullivan. I love the richness of her voice and I love how humble and down to earth she is. A third one, let me see. Woo!
No pressure.
it's so many. PJ Morton. He is okay. Another Louisiana homegrown gospel background individual. And I just love how he really incorporates a gospel flavor, but really with that Southern kind of soul. I mean, it just fills up your spirit like you drinking a hot cup of soup on a cold day. I love the way he tells stories and he incorporates live instrumentation. So those would be my three people that I would love to work with.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know with your album, your single Maybe, that has also had some airplay with BET. What has been like the biggest highlight so far with this single? And with your music journey as a whole, what has been some of the biggest highlights?
You know what? Recently, I was able to sing a piece of I'm Every Woman for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated for our Founders Day celebration, our national Founders Day celebration. That has always been a dream of mine to be able to participate on a national level with my sorority. That is definitely a dream come true. And I was able to get some love from the queen herself, Miss Chaka Khan, on the way that I delivered that piece. So that was definitely a dream come true. I was afforded the opportunity to be on Billboard with my freshman single, Material Girl. And just being a child and watching, used to watch Billboard. I used to see MTV. I used to watch BET, watching the Michael Jackson music videos, the way he danced, Whitney Houston. And to be able to be a part of these platforms now is something that I will always hold near and dear to my heart. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity because, you know, there's so many people in this world that is striving for the same thing that I am. And so I'm just blessed that God has given me the ability to be able to be a part of these different platforms. And then again, connecting with people. That is a gift that God has given me to be able to connect. And I love to be able to get different stories from individuals, see how they feel about music, and just really seeing the comments and seeing people private message me and saying like how this music has been healing to them and how it has helped them to find their own answer is really what I'm striving, you know, towards and behind. And so to see the sleepless nights and my worrying and all that stuff that has not been in vain, that's just a blessing and a dream come true.
That is absolutely beautiful. And to get praise from Shaka, because I know Shaka does not, she tells it like it is, as far as her opinion. So I know you're obviously a very busy woman with being a nurse and your career. What are some of the self-care practices that you do to take care of yourself?
You know, recently I have started to do like massages and facials because, you know, like when you have like long days of makeup and you're putting on lashes and you're doing all this stuff, you know, sometimes you can be down your own face. So I've kind of been doing some self-care with that and that end. I've also started to work out a lot, and it's really not to lose weight. It's really just for stamina and to make me feel good holistically. I've also kind of started dibbling and dabbling in like different like healthy snacks. My husband thinks it's the weirdest thing, but I've kind of taken a liking to like seaweed snacks. It's really like seaweed squares with like a little bit of sea salt on it. But when I tell you it has a lot of healing properties in it, that's why I kind of gravitate towards that more than chips or, you know, thing that has like high fructose corn syrup or something like that. So really taking care of my body, taking care of what I ingest, how I take care of myself, and really trying to get more sleep as well, because you have to have fuel to be able to continue. And if you keep on continuing without regenerating yourself or repowering yourself, you're going to fall out. So I've been trying to do that as well. And definitely self-care spiritually. I still go to church. I still am very active in my choirs and my praise teams. And so incorporating that with anything so that, you know, the more that God takes me higher, I never want him to feel like I've forgotten him after he has taken me to such a place. So I always try to take care of not only my body, but I try to take care of his house as well.
That's beautifully said. I love that. And it is so important to take care of yourself, have a spiritual base too. And as you mentioned, a lot of women, we wearing that cape on our backs, superwoman, and we have so many different things going on. And sleep is at the top of the list of something that is extremely important. You will burn out, and that's never a good thing. So one of the last things I want to ask you, one of the great quotes that I read about you is, never settle for less than, because he created you for more. And you've definitely just given us some beautiful points about how just your spirituality means a lot, all the different things God has done for you, and you've definitely doing some great things. So I wanted to ask you, I always end everything to discuss self-love. So obviously, not only do you have a love of God, but you're taking care of yourself too, and it takes confidence to build a career that you're doing, and it also just takes a different type of person to just be so warm and loving to people as you are with being a nurse. What role has self-love played in your life, not only with what you give to others, because you seem like someone that's really beautiful as far as giving to other people, but as far as just following your dreams, you're not non-conforming. How important has self-love been for you to reach the point where you are in your life and where you're going to go in the future?
like anything in life, self-love has been a journey. There has always been, when I first started in music, you know, there was a lot of worry. There was a lot of self-doubt. Can I do this? God, are you going to do this for me? Am I called for this? And even with music, anything in life, I've struggled with that. Being a biracial young lady, my mother is African-American and my father is Caucasian. Sometimes growing up and you really don't know who you are identifiable with, you know, you feel like you're stuck in the middle because, and that's what a lot of people said, you know, sometimes you're too dark to hang with us, but you're too light to hang with us. And you feel like sometimes, what am I in myself? Who am I? Do I even really love myself? And really kind of expounding on that and finding my love for God first, he has shown me so much in who I am. And it's so amazing how once you pour your spirit and you pour your love into God, how he shows you some things. He changes your perception on things. He gives you gifts, which is strength, which is mercy, which is grace. And really, as I was cultivating my relationship with God, he was cultivating my relationship with my own self. And I have finally gotten to a point in myself where I'm so proud. I'm so proud of who I am. I'm so proud of who I've come from. I'm so proud of where I'm going to go. And it's just so important. Self-love is so important because if you don't love yourself, it's so easy to conform to what other people would want you to be or their perception of you would be. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to be strong in who you are and where you want to go and where you see yourself going. You will be just like the grass outside. Every time the wind blows, you're going to move. But once you love yourself and you understand who you are, because we forget sometimes we have to work on our own selves. We are so busy working on relationships and working on who, you know, finding out who another person is. We don't take the time to learn who we are. And so with finding who I am and finding my niches, what I love, what I don't like, you know, and it has been a journey and an evolution of who I am. Now that I've gotten to this place, I don't want to let go of that. And so I'm going to continue to love myself, love where I'm going, you know, work on some things because, you know, we as people are not perfect. We will never be perfect. We strive for perfection, but we will never attain that. We're not going to attain that on our own. So just every day working on yourself, finding that time to work on yourself. We are so busy in ripping and running that we forget. Take care of yourself. Take care of your own temple. And so I've gotten to that place and I'm never going to let that go.
Wow. That was amazing. I just love just how you mentioned just finding, it's really finding a sense of peace. And you're right. Yeah. Just loving yourself, because not loving yourself just leads you down the wrong path. And again, how you touched on loving yourself, that self-love versus conformity, you know, you're right. If you don't love yourself, it is so easy to blow whichever way the wind blows. And I love that analogy regarding the grass. And it's true. Self-love is the fuel to accomplish your dreams. Self-love is the fuel. And just how we seek a partner, we have to love ourselves. Loving ourselves is the key to every decision that we're going to make in life. We have to love ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, we won't live up to our full potential either. And our full potential in relationships, in our careers, even in our spiritual walk too. Because when we don't love ourselves, we accept less. When we don't love ourselves, we're lost, we're broken. We just won't fulfill the path that's worthy of us. We won't even understand the purpose in the waiting either, because we're so discombobulated because we don't love ourselves and we don't realize that wait is part of the purpose. You know, I think it's a connection that you work in the NICU, because these are babies who, obviously pregnancy is a part of waiting. And when things don't work out the way that we have, like let's say the baby comes early, there's so many emotions behind that too. So I just think with your mission. It's ironic. I just don't think God makes any mistakes. So it's not a coincidence that you have this purpose behind waiting and that you're working in the NICU too. So I just think all points move together as well. This has been an amazing conversation. Again, I'm so happy I had another chance to connect with the Louisiana native, and I wish you all the success in the world. I just love your spirit and your energy. It's beautiful. Before we end everything, and I know you did mention how everyone can find you, but if you can just tell us again, of course, how we can find you, how we can listen to Maybe, and how we can just keep up with everything that's going to be going on with your wonderful career. I'm just so excited to see where it's going to take you.
Thank you. Well, you can follow me on Instagram at I Am Mariah Official. Facebook is Mariah Hester, as well as my YouTube handle, as well as my Twitter is The Mariah Hester. You can follow my music on all streaming platforms, Apple, Google, Deezer, Tidal, Amazon Music, anything that you have that you download music, I'm on there. And I just am so grateful that you allow me to grace your beautiful platform. And I am so grateful for what God has in store for you as well.
Thank you so much. We'll definitely have to keep in touch. This has been a pleasure speaking with you. And again, I hope everyone picked up some gems from this great conversation. Loving yourself. It's okay to be a nonconformist. You don't have to fall into every single fad that's out there. Just love yourself and know that you're worthy. And part of loving yourself and knowing that you're worthy, also it embraces being unique. It embraces being loving. It embraces being kind. It embraces following your dreams because you know you're worthy of accomplishing those goals. There's so many layers to self-love that I just love talking about all the time. Again, self-love is the fuel to peace. It's the fuel to purpose. It's the fuel to even understanding the waiting period, which I know is so hard for a lot of us to just wait and see where God is trying to take us. But I guarantee you, when we see where he's trying to take us, you'll be so grateful for that time that you waited. You'll be so grateful for those no's that you received because it's all a part of a purpose. So thank you guys again for joining the Key Chat. Don't forget to keep in touch with us, www.goqueen.com. And again, make sure you find your peace and make sure you go love yourself.
Dylan must have did this beat.